Welcome to Christian Medical and Dental Association's chapel. We trust this message will encourage your walk with the Lord.
Well, we flipped the calendar to December, so I felt it appropriate to address the topic of consistency because we've got lots of resolutions looming, I am sure. I have some of my own. So with that, if you'll bear with me. Let's be honest. I love this. This is my favorite meme, by the way. But let's be honest. How many of us have set ambitious, well-intentioned resolutions in December only to find ourselves here on February 3rd? And I'll tell you this. Studies show that about 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February. And we know that the problem is not the desire to improve. It's just simply a lack of consistency. So I'll warn you in advance, I've got several stories and slides that will equip you for your next Jeopardy audition this morning. And I promise you, if you'll hang with me, I will make a semblance of a point at the end of these. But so with that, I want to talk first about Steph Curry. We know this guy, widely regarded as the greatest shooter in basketball history. But what you may not know about Steph Curry is a little bit about his background. And you may not know that in high school, few believed Steph Curry would ever make it to the NBA. He was undersized, he was skinny, he was often dismissed by college scouts who thought he wasn't athletic enough or strong enough to compete at a higher level. So he was largely ignored, again, by most programs. But instead of quitting, Steph decided to focus on his practice, focus on his shooting skills, his ball handling skills, and eventually he played for a school called Davidson College. Now, some of you may remember Davidson College. It is a small school that at one time competed against ETSU in the Southern Conference, but again, the school rarely made headlines, but that's where Steph went to college. And he played for Davidson, and through his steady improvement, did something pretty miraculous. In 2008, Steph Curry led Davidson College to the Elite Eight in the NCAA basketball tournament. So they were certainly the Cinderella team of 2008. But even after he entered the NBA, and he did have an opportunity, obviously, to enter the NBA, even after that, he was still doubted by his critics. But Steph did what he always does. He stayed consistent. He continued to repeat his shooting routines every day, studying film and working on his strength and his confidence. And today, Steph Curry is a four-time NBA champion. He's a two-time MVP. And as the slide notes, he's largely regarded as the greatest shooter in basketball history. So what is a takeaway that we can learn from Steph Curry? It's that success doesn't come solely from talent. It comes from daily discipline and unwavering perseverance. Well, I want to switch gears and let's talk about chicken, and specifically Kentucky Fried Chicken and its founder, Harlan Colonel Sanders. And as the slide says, widely regarded as the greatest chicken cooker in chicken cooking history. And you can look that up too, but you won't find it because I made that up. But again, you may not know Harlan Sanders' story. He was also not an overnight success. Harlan Sanders was 65 years old, and he had a small roadside restaurant that eventually went out of business because a highway bypassed it. So here he was at age 65, unemployed, receiving a small Social Security benefit. And most of us would have, under those circumstances, would have probably thrown in the towel. But not Harlan Sanders. Now, he was a cantankerous old guy, as we read about, but he was also pretty persistent. So instead of throwing in the towel, he packed up his pressure cooker and his secret recipe and some ingredients, and he began to just travel around the country. And what he would do was he would go to various restaurants, and he would approach the owners, and he said, "I'll make a deal with you. If you like my chicken, and you agree to sell my recipe, and for every piece of chicken using my recipe that you sell, I get a small commission." So it's been said that Harlan Sanders pitched that more than 1,000 times before someone finally said yes to his offer. But eventually, his persistence paid off, and that one yes grew into many, and within a few years, Kentucky Fried Chicken became one of the most recognized restaurant brands in the world. So today, any idea how many KFCs there are on a global scale today. A little audience participation. Okay, I'll just tell you. It's over 25,000 is what is reported. So 25,000, all because one man's consistent effort and his perseverance. And again, if you haven't read his story, he's got a pretty colorful life. But he was, I think he would fight you. I think Colonel Sanders would have fought you. But an incredible story. So certainly a lot of takeaways from his life. But his story just reminds us that it's not talent and it's not always luck that defines us. It's showing up, it's staying the course, and it's refusing to quit. So I'm gonna pivot to this guy, Thomas Edison, one of history's greatest inventors, but also someone whose path to success was anything but easy. Thomas Edison, as we know today, set out to invent a long-lasting light bulb. This is in the late 1800s, in the 1870s. And what you may not know, the idea of an electric light bulb wasn't new at the time. There had been many, many attempts at a long-lasting electric light bulb, but no one had found a way to make it affordable or make it a practical idea until Edison and his team came along. And they tested over 6,000 different materials, and the issue was the filament inside. They couldn't find a filament that would glow for any period of time. So Edison and his team tested over 6,000 different materials, and many of them failed within seconds, and he was routinely mocked for wasting time on this hopeless idea. And here's a famous quote by Thomas Edison. I love this. When asked how it felt to fail so many times, Edison replied, "I've not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." So how about that for a positive attitude? But Edison remained consistent in his experiments, and he made small adjustments, and he recorded his results and learned from every setback. And finally, after thousands of attempts, he hit on the secret recipe. It was a bamboo filament that he found that would glow for over 1,200 hours. So we know this today, thanks to the lights that we have on in this building. Thomas Edison's invention revolutionized the world. So again, take away from that story, perseverance isn't about doing something once, it's about doing it again and again and again and learning and refusing to quit. We know this again, Edison's consistency turned failure into a discovery that literally changed the world. So lastly, I want to talk about this guy. We all know Dave Ramsey and his principles around building wealth. But again, you may not know his story. Dave Ramsey is a financial expert. He's an author. He's a radio host. And he's known for helping people get out of debt and build wealth through practical, biblically-based money principles. But again, what you may not know about Dave Ramsey is his story really began in the 1980s when he was in his 20s and became a real estate millionaire and then promptly lost his fortune. So from that experience, Dave Ramsey, he's facing bankruptcy in his 20s, and he began to study biblical finance principles and sound money management principles on his own. And from that experience, he created this step-by-step plan that we know today as Baby Steps. And it's just simply a method that teaches folks how to get out of debt and invest, to save and then invest wisely. So Dave began to share his message through a small radio show that eventually grew into The Ramsey Show, which today is one of the most popular financial programs in the U.S. He also leads a company called Ramsey Solutions, and that company's focused on personal finance and education. They offer books and online courses and live events. But Dave Ramsey's principle of baby steps is very straightforward. It's simply paying off debt little by little, and building wealth through consistent savings and investing. Here's a quote from Dave Ramsey. He says, "Consistency over time beats intensity in the short term." So I told you I'm going to prepare you for your next Jeopardy audition. So I've also got a few, for the nature category, I've also got a few facts and figures for you. But we also see the benefit of consistency and the power of consistency in nature. These are just a handful of examples that we could point to. But water carving rock, my first slide there was a picture of the Grand Canyon. The greatest example, the Colorado River over years just eroding away solid rock to form the Grand Canyon. We can look at erosion and weathering. We know that the effects of wind and rain over time have the ability to transform entire landscapes. And volcanic island formation, the Hawaiian Islands, again, a great example of volcanic eruption over years that just putting down layers and layers of lava that eventually formed these islands. There's a picture of this large tree here. This, we know that through sunlight and water and nutrients, that just the tiniest of seeds can grow into a towering tree. And so I didn't know this. A redwood tree can literally reach over 300 feet tall, which is an incredible fact. And then we'll also talk just briefly about glacial movement. I don't know if you know this, but glaciers move only a few inches or feet a year. But over time, they carve valleys and can literally reshape continents. And so for the Great Lakes category, the Great Lakes were actually formed by glacial erosion and melting. So you're welcome for that. I hope that's your double jeopardy. So I promised to bring this in for a landing, because you're probably wondering at this point, where are you going with all this, Scott? So this is what I would say. These examples of consistency just reinforce what I've observed in my life, that there are tremendous benefits to developing consistent behaviors and attitudes, and habits for that matter. Whether we're talking about in our personal lives with relationships, or in our financial habits, or in our professional life or spiritual life. And I've also observed the opposite to be true. Inconsistent and volatile personalities, as we know, oftentimes lead to chaos. So I want to talk about a few illustrations of how we can achieve a greater level of success in our personal and spiritual lives by focusing on some consistent behaviors and attitudes. So again, these are just a few practical examples that came to my mind, but we've already talked about this first one: saving and investing regularly. We talked about Dave Ramsey's principles. But regularly contributing to savings or retirement accounts, even small ones, we benefit from compound interest. And if you're early in your career, here's an example for you. Invest in $200 a month from age 25 to 65 at 8% growth, annual growth, results in over $600,000. While saving 10 years later, pushing that period out 10 years later, cuts that nearly in half. So I hope if you're not thinking about that, you're early in your career, I hope you will. We see it in terms of exercise and health. Genevieve, this one's for you. We know a single workout or a single salad won't do much to impact our overall health, but it's a daily habit of exercise or healthy eating that really makes long-lasting effects. Education and learning. Studies show that students, I wish I'd thought about this in high school and college, students who review notes daily retain knowledge much better than those who cram before exams. We look at it in terms of career and professional growth. We know that employees who consistently meet deadlines and communicate clearly gain trust and credibility over time, and that leads to promotions and other opportunities. And then sports excellence. We talked about the example with Steph Curry, you know, who shoots hundreds of practice shots every day, and how that routine builds accuracy and confidence. But there's two areas of life that I really want to encourage you in terms of consistency, and that's in terms of your relationships with others and in your spiritual growth. And I got to brag on Tracy for a minute. One personality trait that I admire so much in my wife is just the consistency of her personality. Because truly, every day, when I get home, I know which Tracy I'm going to meet. Peyton will amen that. But there's great consistency in her personality and her demeanor. Now, who of us has not been challenged by that person in our lives who you just never know which version of them you're going to meet when you get to work or when you get to church or wherever the case may be? That's a difficult situation to be in when you never know, again, which version that you're going to meet. So in my life, I've just observed that there are a lot of benefits for those with steady, consistent personalities and habits. Because, again, it's just been my observation that not only are they typically more successful in their work lives, with their investments, with regard to their health, but more importantly, they're successful in the relationship with others. Here's what 1 Corinthians 13:7 says: love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. But I would say that even more important than being consistent in a relationship with others is being consistent in a relationship with Christ. I hope you'd agree with me about that and our desire to get to know him more. And there are a lot of practical ways that we can enhance our spiritual growth through consistency as well. And there are just a couple I've listed here. Again, very practical. We know these. Daily Bible reading and prayer. And as this slide says, a daily habit of prayer and scripture reading, it will transform our walk with Christ. And then regular church attendance. We've seen a shift away from that post-COVID, and at least our church, we're seeing a strong shift back toward church attendance. But it's so essential to our spiritual growth. I mean, it's what plugs us into this body of like-minded believers, just like we are here, who will challenge us and hold us accountable. Psalm 1, verses 2 through 3 says, "But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night? That person is like a tree planted by streams of water. And then lastly, I want to spend just a few minutes sharing some specific examples of consistency and perseverance from Scripture. I mean, there's the story of Daniel, there's Noah, there's Paul, there's Jesus. There's so many examples we could pull out, but bear with me as I take just a moment on each of these. Daniel 6:10 says this, "But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down, as usual, in his upstairs room, with its windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God." So this verse, we know this. This verse describes Daniel's prayer life after a decree was signed, making it illegal to pray to anyone but the king. So Daniel knew this law was signed, and he went home, and you know what he did. He did what he had always done. He knelt down. He opened the window toward Jerusalem. He knelt down, prayed, and gave thanks to God three times a day, again, just as he had done previously. So this verse, just again, it's a great highlight of Daniel's perseverance and the consistency in his spiritual life. And it highlights his faithfulness and his commitment to prayer, even when it was dangerous for him. We know that Daniel's consistent devotion gave him strength. Encourage even in the face of that persecution. Genesis 6:22 says, "So Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him." This verse tells us that Noah consistently and meticulously followed all of God's commands, which included building the ark and taking all the animals on board. And it's often highlighted as a testament to Noah's obedience. And we know that obedience ultimately saved his family and saved the animals from the great flood. Then 2 Timothy 4:7 says, "I fought the good fight, I finished the race, and I've remained faithful." As Paul anticipated his death, this statement signified the completion of his life's work and his ministry, which he endured through many struggles, but through much faithfulness as well. This verse, if you haven't used it, consider using it. It's a great encouragement for perseverance and steadfastness, both in our own beliefs and if there's someone else who's struggling. It's a wonderful verse of encouragement. And then lastly, I'll highlight Hebrews 12:2. It says, "We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he's seated in the place of honor beside God's throne." This verse encourages us as well, encourages perseverance by providing two key motivations for us as Christians. Number one, Jesus' example of endurance through much suffering. And number two, the promise of a glorious future reward that he achieved on our behalf. So it's an encouragement to us as believers to persistently and consistently fix our eyes on Jesus, to lay aside the distractions of our life, and to trust him. And then I'm landing the plane here. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I'm certain that God, who began this good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." So, you know, I'll just leave you with this. In a world that we see that is constantly changing, where things that were once right are now wrong, and things that were once wrong are now right, isn't it comforting to know that we serve a consistent God whose word is never changing, and one who promises to keep refining us if we'll just keep our eyes fixed on him?